Derek Dodson. Oh, no! Phoenix wins it!
That's the way it sounded in Charleston. Last season as Phoenix Rising FC won their first championship, and we are pleased to be joined in studio by the new manager of Phoenix Rising FC, Danny Stone, who is in the Opchin Community Studios with us. Danny, thanks for coming in. Great to meet you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on the elevation to head coach. I mean, what's that whole process been like for you?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a great step for me. It's been something that I've been looking for a while in terms of thinking about my future. But I've taken that step by step, and it's now I think a time where I'm very confident, and very very ready for that next piece to my career, yeah. And I've enjoyed it massively so far.
Yeah, well, that's great because this is an interesting situation because you're taking over a really good team and a good program, which is the good part. But you're also taking over a team that's defending champions, so there's a lot of pressure. You've got to sustain a level, right?
Yes.
How are you going to deal with that? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, we look at it as an exciting challenge for us this year. It's the first time in club history that we've been in this situation, and as you say, it gives an added element of excitement, an added element of pressure, but also an added element of motivation. I think for the entire club, certainly for the players and the coaches so far in preseason, we're very aware of what this season is going to look like for us. And as reigning champions, every game we play this year will be a big game for not only us but for the opponent that we face. So it will be a challenge, but it's something that we draw extra motivation from for sure.
Yeah. Your path to this position, I always find it fascinating because, you know, being an assistant on a successful championship team, and I think every assistant coach in the back of their mind at certain times, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you have those ideas. This is what I would do if I was in charge. You're always getting ready for that opportunity when it arises, yet you are a championship team. How much do you expect to fight the urge to change things up drastically?
Yeah, good question. I think first thing I would say is that I worked very closely, obviously, with Juan as a head coach last year, and between him and myself and the rest of the staff, we all were extremely included and took a big part in the process that we went through. So many of the ideas and many of the systems that we used on the field and off the field last year were very, very collaborative, very inclusive of everybody. So, you know, I had a large part to play in that, and certainly what we saw on the field last season, my input was there. And so for me this year, I don't expect to change a lot of things this season. Mm-hmm. But always as a head coach, I'll look to put my flavor on things, and I'll add some emphasis to certain areas, and I'll ask the team to play in a certain way that I think represents my vision as a coach. But certainly that will be a continuation of the process that we went through last year.
Now, as a player, what did you appreciate in a coach, and how are you going to how is that going to influence where you are going to be now that you are at sitting in the big chair, if you will?
Yeah, I think from a player's point of view, certainly from my experience being a player and working with a lot of players now over the years in a coaching capacity, players, I think, really appreciate authenticity. They appreciate honesty. They appreciate somebody who they feel is working hard and working for them. And that's something that I believe in very heavily, a player-centered approach to everything that we do as an organization. And so the players, I hope, will feel that not only myself, but the whole staff, including the front office staff at the club, are working in a direction that is only aimed to benefit them and to give them the most, the highest level of success on the field and give them every opportunity to be successful.
Danny Stone, the head coach of Phoenix Rising FC, our guest here during Newsmakers Week 2024. A little bit about your background. Obviously, we can hear the English accent from Liverpool originally, but you spent time here as a teenager. Tell us about your first time in Arizona.
Yeah, so I have an interesting story, I think, in relation to Phoenix as a city. My family, when I was 15 years old, actually moved out to the US, and we lived in Tempe. I went to high school for about a year and a half here in Phoenix at Corona del Sol High School in Tempe.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's life coming full circle.
It is. Yeah. It's an interesting story. So I actually now live 5 minutes from where I lived 25 years ago. It's funny how life takes you in those circles.
Yeah.
But that was a period in my life that I enjoyed. enjoyed tremendously, and I still have a lot of close friends that I went to high school with there, and that still live very close to me here in town here. So my background with Phoenix as a city goes back further than my time here as a professional. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I feel very fondly about Phoenix, and have kept very close ties throughout my years away from Phoenix as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I say, this is now going into season four now for me here with Phoenix Rising, and I've enjoyed that time, but have spent many years and many summers in Phoenix between living here eventually and the time that we first moved out to the US.
Right. You know, there have been a lot of teams, a lot of sports that have come to Arizona in the past 20 years. Not all of them have done well. The Rising have been different, and it's finally happening in this country. The soccer revolution that people predicted 20, 30 years ago, you can kind of feel it happen. What do you make of that? Why do you think the sport? Why do you think it took a while for this country to embrace soccer the way it finally is starting to now? Yeah. And what do you think of it now that it's actually happening?
I think it's a wonderful thing, and I've been in the US now coaching for quite a lot of years, and so I've had the privilege of seeing much of that evolution and working inside it. And I think from a sport point of view, I'm not surprised at all to see that soccer obviously has continued to evolve and grow. And it's, you know, I think around the world it's known as the world's game, and in the US it's an extremely popular sport, obviously for young players. I think it's an incredible sport for kids to play from a health perspective, from learning how to be around teammates and coaches and you know, there's a lot of benefits to young people taking part in team sport in general, and soccer is an excellent option for them in that. So for me, I've worked in youth soccer for many years in the beginning of my coaching career, and I think that the game since I've been in the US has not only grown in popularity but has grown in quality of its operation, from resources that are available to players to coaching standards and how, you know, the things that are available for young people in the US to take part in youth sport and soccer specifically is an incredible thing to see. And I've been so impressed with how that's grown over the years.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks so much, Danny, for coming in, especially this early. We appreciate your time.
You're very
especially
welcome.
Since you're in the midst of preseason, and good luck on the upcoming season.
Thank
Hopefully
you so
we can
much.
Talk again
yeah,
soon.
Stay in touch. We'll get you back in here, Dan.
Yes, sounds
right,
great.
Sounds
Thank
great,
you for
man.
Having me.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.